1 Peter chapter 4. Therefore, since the Messiah has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh serving human desires, but the will of Elohim. For in earlier times of our lives it may have sufficed us to do what the Gentiles like to do, when we walked in immorality, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, debauchery, and abominable idolatries. They are surprised that you do not join them in the same excess of wild living, and so they speak evil of you. They will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, so that even though they might be judged according to men in the flesh, they might live according to Elohim in the Spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore be solemn and sober so you can pray. Above all things, have unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without complaining. As everyone has received a gift, even so serve one another with it, as good stewards of the manifold grace of Elohim. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of Elohim. If anyone serves, let him serve with the strength that Elohim supplies, so that Elohim in all things may be glorified through Yeshua the Messiah, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice insofar as you share in the Messiah's sufferings, so that you may rejoice and be glad also in the revelation of his glory. If you are reproached because of the name of the Messiah, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of Elohim rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. Let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or even as a busybody. Yet if anyone suffers as a messianic, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Elohim because of it. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of Elohim, and if it begins first with us, what shall the end be for those who do not obey the gospel of Elohim? And if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where shall the un-Elohimly and the sinner appear? So then, let those who suffer according to the will of Elohim entrust their souls to a faithful Creator, while continuing to do good.